This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Libya's two warring factions, the government in Tripoli and a rival Eastern administration, signed a permanent ceasefire agreement Friday following 5 days of talks at the United Nations. The UN's Libya mission said on its Facebook page, quote, "The 5+5 Joint Military Commission talks in Geneva today culminate in a historic achievement as Libyan teams reach a permanent ceasefire agreement across Libya," adding the achievement is an important turning point towards peace and stability in Libya. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan questioned the viability of the agreement, saying, quote, "Today's ceasefire agreement was actually not made at the highest level. It was at a lower level. Time will tell whether it will last," end quote. The European Commission welcomed the declaration of a ceasefire in Libya Friday, calling for it to go into immediate effect and for peace talks to resume. EU foreign policy spokesman Peter Sano told reporters the agreement is the agreement. It's key for the resumption of a political dialogue. U.S. officials say Russian hackers have targeted dozens of state and local networks in recent days. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
With less than 2 weeks to go to Election Day,
Sporadic gunshots were heard in Lagos Friday as security forces patrolled in Nigeria's biggest city after days of unrest following the shooting of protesters that sparked condemnation at home and abroad. The president warned demonstrators in a televised address Thursday not to, quote, "undermine national security," end quote, as he called for an end to widespread protest gripping Africa's most populous country. He was speaking for the first time since the shooting in Lagos on Tuesday, although he did not directly address it. This is VOA News. A Minnesota judge has dismissed a third-degree murder charge against the former police officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck, but a second-degree murder charge against Derek Chauvin remains. The judge's ruling was made public Thursday. Chauvin now faces two counts going forward, second-degree murder and manslaughter. Floyd, a black man who was in handcuffs, died May 25th after the white officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck as Floyd said he couldn't breathe. With the U.S. presidential election less than 2 weeks away, the two candidates held their final debate Wednesday night in the state of Tennessee. The debate had a starkly different tone than the last time the two candidates shared a stage. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This actually resembled a debate, as opposed to the chaos in Cleveland last month. There were sharp exchanges and interruptions, but both men softened their tones, most notably the president, who occasionally asked moderator Kristen Welker if he could make a point and thanked her several times. Chris Wallace, who moderated the first debate, said he's jealous.
And that was Sagar Magani reporting. France Thursday extended the anti-COVID curfew in place in 9 cities to large parts of the country. That means 46 million people are now being forced to stay indoors at night. The new measures will take effect from midnight Saturday, with the prime minister saying, quote, "the coming months will be hard," end quote. U.S. regulators have approved the first drug to treat COVID-19. Remdesivir is an antiviral medicine given through an IV for patients needing hospitalization. Its maker, Gilead Sciences, said Thursday that the drug is approved for people at least 12 years old who need hospitalization for their coronavirus infections. World stock markets mostly rose Friday on U.S. stimulus hopes and bright company earnings, but gains were capped by broadly downbeat survey data in the Eurozone, dealers said. U.S. lawmakers are attempting to hammer out a fresh economic rescue package, while investors were largely unmoved by the final presidential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. The Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Thursday approved President Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to a lifetime Supreme Court seat despite a Democratic boycott, clearing the way for a final Senate confirmation vote, which is planned for Monday. For more on these or any stories you hear on VOA News, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News.